91-335-833. 91-335-833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Salad. 1, 2, 3, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Fancy some salad? Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome once again to the salad. Are you ready? Let's see what's on the show today. Well, yes, we have salad news bits, our news from around the world. Where are we going? Well, stay tuned. That's coming up right now. Ahora mismo, right now. And what else do we have on the program? Well, we also have Grammar Point. We have the last installment of the sessions we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks with Alan Parsons, of course. Yeah, so we've been looking at a specific structure. If you remember, we looked at to recommend, to suggest, to demand, to insist. It's important, it's essential, these expressions. What do we have today? It's the last installment. Well, stay tuned to find out. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for our headline? Well, that's right, here it comes. The Bicester Village having a tough time. That's right, the Bicester Village is having a tough time. So to have a tough time is, well, tener problemas, you can say. To have trouble, I'm having a tough time understanding you. That's right. Me está costando. Me está costando. But what is Bicester Village? And why is it having a tough time? Well then, salad listeners, I believe this has something to do with the coronavirus. It's related to the coronavirus. Let's go over live now to find out. I think we have a live connection. Who do we have there? Yes, I believe we have Simon Hallow in Oxfordshire. That's right. In an Oxfordshire retail village. Oh, I see. Yes, Simon, are you there?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, on a rainy weekday morning, the luxury shopping outlet, Bicester Village, feels deserted. So while February is typically a quiet time for the Oxfordshire retail village, staff told me today, they said the visitor numbers were much lower than usual.
Okay, so nothing too surprising there. No, so it's a retail park. That's right. you know, or a luxury shopping village, like we have in different places. You have them here in Madrid also. And, you know, if it's a rainy morning, well, you know, that's normal, a rainy weekday morning. But visitor numbers were much lower than usual.
Yes, that's right. So cut-price handbags and coats draw thousands of Chinese tourists to the retail outlet each year.
I see. So cut-price handbags. So something is cut-priced, it's has a reduced price. Okay, it's on sale. Well, it's probably not the same thing to be on sale or cut-price, you know? So these outlets, you know, they only have a special price. So cut-price handbags and coats draw or attract thousands of Chinese tourists to the retail outlet each year. Ah, now we can see the connection, seller listeners.
Yes, that's right. So the number of diagnosed people with the coronavirus in China has spiked. And this has taken its toll on popular tourist destinations.
All right. Yes, due to the spike in coronavirus, yeah, less Chinese are traveling to popular tourist destinations. So it's taken its toll. I would say pasada factura. It's taken its toll on popular tourist destinations.
Yes, so these are tough times for retailers.
So we talk about retail, we're talking about shops. So you have wholesale, 90 por mayor, wholesale, that's right. And retailers, minoristas. So retail, you know, are shops, shopping centres, etc. So these are tough times for retailers.
Yes, so eager shoppers, many of them from Asia and the Middle East, wear face masks and apply hand sanitizer on the Thursday morning train. You know, and, well, every morning train, basically. So mixed in with commuters, you know, some snack on pastries and carry Oxford Street brand bags. But fashion buyer Shi Yi says she has noticed a lot less people traveling to the retail village in the last 2 weeks.
I see. So a retail buyer, Shi Yi, so from China, she's noticed a lot less people traveling to the retail village in the last 2 weeks. Of course, less people are traveling.
So purchasing designer, she purchases designer items for South Korean clients from brands including Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent and Burberry. She says that Bicester retailers are having a tough time. She told me usually fashion buyers would be restricted on how many discount items they can buy, but now they're allowed to buy as many as they want. The retailers clearly need to make more money, she added.
I see. So she goes there to Oxfordshire and she buys luxury items for clients. I see. In Korea or in South Korea.
Yes, that's right. And now, you know, retailers are trying to sell as much as they can. Now, more than 7 million people visited Bicester Village in 2019, according to its owner, Value Retail. It was established in 1995 by American Scott Malkin and reported sales of £259 million in 2018.
Wow. So it's a luxury shopping village. So that's a lot. So more than 7 million people visited it in 2019. Does that sound like a lot to you, seller listeners? And they reported sales of £259 million in 2018.
Yes, that's right. So the Huang family are visiting Bicester as part of their week-long holiday to London. So the daughter says the family aren't worried about the coronavirus outbreak. So they're looking forward to searching through discount items, you know, in Burberry, being able to claim back the 20% VAT available to non-EU visitors, which for them is a perk or an advantage, you know, we can say. So, yes, wearing traditional red uniforms, resembling, you know, those of, you know, bellboys and porters, you know, of the great hotels. Bicester Village hosts, you know, greet them as they arrive and help other tourists buy tickets for travel.
I see. So all the workers there, that they greet you with their red uniforms, yeah? Looking like bellboys who normally, you know, who'll come and carry your luggage in luxury hotels with a red uniform, a little hat on. So you're greeted that, you know, that they give you a helping hand, especially for, you know, transport, etc.
Announcements in Mandarin and Arabic are made, you know, over the public address system, you know, as the train arrives. Tourists make their way through a neon walkway and past an empty car park to the 160 shops on site. And, well, fewer shoppers walk along the artificial streets between, you know, the pastel-covered storefronts. So a shop assistant at one store says they are concerned about how reliant Bicester Village is on tourism.
I see. So they're pretty much reliant or dependent on tourism for their sales.
Yes, more than 72% of Chinese visitors to the UK go shopping during their trips, you know, according to research by Visit Britain. In total, there were 415,000 visits from China to the UK in the 12 months, you know, to September 2019, the tourism body says. Now, staff say Chinese tourists are the biggest group for the luxury shops, and they add that the last 2 weeks have been quiet, estimating, you know, the branch has seen a drop of about 85% in the number of Chinese customers entering the store. And they say it's been, you know, a bit of a double shock, because Storm Ciara also meant a lot of trains and buses from London were also cancelled. It's really scary, they said. So that's right. So Bicester Village is having a tough time due to the lack of travelling Chinese tourists. So, you know, retail is affected. Yes, so here from the luxury shopping centre, I may go and, you know, buy myself a Burberry coat or something. Back to the studio, Dave.
Okay, so thank you very much, Simon Hallow. Yes, in Oxfordshire, so yes, luxury retail affected by the coronavirus. And it's true, the lack of Chinese tourism. And people are travelling less in general at the moment. All sectors are affected, I'm sure. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Grammar points!
Welcome to Grammar Points. Yes, the part of the program where, of course, we focus on English grammar. We drill down. We go deep diving into the world of English grammar. That's right. And today we have the last installment of what we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks, which are expressions with the same structure or the same construction, if you like. So we looked at to recommend, to suggest, to demand, to insist. And the structure is the same. So you demand someone do something. Okay, you recommend someone do something. I can say, I recommend you study harder. The organizers demanded we be punctual. We sought to suggest. Who suggested we book a room here? That's right, to insist. Why did you insist we not try your cake? We saw. It's important and it's essential. So it's important someone do something, okay? So I can say it's important the spy know the password. Not knows, know, okay? And the last one we saw was it's essential. It's essential you be included on the guest list. So the structure's always the same here, okay? And we're following on. This is our last installment. What do you have for us today? Alan Parsons, our grammar expert.
Yes, that's right. Well, I have a couple of expressions using the same format. So also I have it's best and it's vital today.
Ah, so it's best someone do something. It's vital someone do something. Again, the structure is the same, salad listeners. So they're followed by the infinitive without to. So he's in the subject. It's best he call me, you know, after 5 o'clock. Okay? It's vital you be there on time, etc. Okay, is that clear, salad listeners? This is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here. All you have to do is translate these examples into perfect English. Okay? So let's practice with it's best, first of all. So it's best someone do something. Okay? Over to you, Alan.
Right, yes, I prepared a number of examples. So here, you know, you could use that, but again, the that is optional. You know, I can say it's best that, you know, he call me after five, but I could just say it's best he call me after five. It's best you do it now, etc. Okay? So here's our first example. Conviene que se concentre él en lo que está haciendo.
Ah, conviene. So here we can say it's best. That's right, conviene. Okay, it's a good translation. So conviene que se concentre él en lo que está haciendo. It's best he focus on what he's doing. Or here, what he's doing. It's best he focus on what he's doing. Okay, salad listeners. Not bad. Let's have another one.
Conviene que practique ya todos los días.
I see. So, it's best she practice every day. It's best she practice every day. That's right, salad listeners. So, people might say, it's best for her to practice every day. It's best she practice every day. Conviene. Okay, we're warming up here. Are you getting the hang of this? Viéndole el truco, getting the hang of it. Let's have another one.
No conviene que sean vistos juntos.
Now, we've looked at negative examples for some of the others here. So, it's best to do something, and it's best not to do something. To do or not to do. So in this case, conviene que sean. But we would use it negatively. That's right. Que no sean vistos juntos. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Conviene que no sean vistos juntos.
Okay, yeah, so it's negative, as I was saying. So it's best to do something, and it's best not to do something. So, it's best they not be seen together. It's best they not be seen together. Okay, salad listeners, not bad. Are you interacting with us here, translating these into perfect English? Yeah? Are you ready for our last example on this section using it's best someone do something or not do something? Over to you, Alan, for this last one.
We have another one here. So, actually, the last one was no conviene que sean visto juntos. Is that right?
That's right. No conviene. So, it was negative. Okay.
So, here, no conviene que Richard como marisco si no lo sienta bien.
Now I believe you say have another one then. Okay. All right. It's best Richard not eat shellfish si no le sienta bien. How can we say that? Well, if it doesn't agree with him. Okay. We literally say, it doesn't agree with me. That's right. So, do we estar de acuerdo? But it doesn't agree with me. So, it's best, Richard, not eat shellfish if it doesn't agree with him.
Yes, that's right. So it's quite a high-level one there.
High-level!
And now the last one, yes. No comunicandes por ahí hasta tarde.
I see. What do you think? ¿Qué andas por ahí? Hasta tarde. Well, andar por ahí hasta tarde? How can we say that? Well, in English you can say to stay out, te quedas fuera hasta tarde, to stay out late. So, it's best you not stay out late. It's best you not stay out late. That's right. Now then, let's work with it's vital. Someone do something, okay?
Right. Es vital que el alumno vea películas en inglés.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or, you know, a TV series. So it's vital. El alumno, the student, watch films in English. Or vital students, employers, vital students, watch films in English, vital. It's easy to do, you know, it's good listening practice. Nowadays, it's cheap and easy, and there's so much exposure and so many different ways you can do that. Okay, good. Next example, please.
Es vital que no se corte el cable rojo.
Okay. It's vital the red wire not be cut. It's vital the red wire not be cut. Okay? Good. Yes, don't cut the red wire. Okay, well, three examples left. Are you practicing with us here? Translating these into perfect English? This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Let's have our next example.
Right, okay, question here. ¿Es vital que ella nos enseñe la ciudad en su descapotable?
Well, descapotable. Convertible, we can say. Convertible. Okay, that's right. A convertible. A cabriolet. Cabriolet? Cabriolet, you could also say. So, is it vital she show us around, to show someone around, okay? Is it vital she show us around the city in her, I would say, convertible or cabriolet, you can also say. So we sort of stay out late. That's right. And to show someone around, two useful phrasal verbs. Is it vital she show us around the city in her cabriolet? Or in her convertible, because you can convert it to an open top. Okay? Now we have two examples left. Are you ready for the penultimate example? Translate this into perfect English, salad listeners.
No te preocupes. No es vital que él lleve camiseta en el restaurante.
Oh, but it is. So don't worry. It's not vital that he wear a t-shirt in the restaurant. Okay? So don't worry. It's not vital that he wear a t-shirt in the restaurant. But I think it's good manners to wear a t-shirt in a restaurant. Don't you think so, salad listeners? Oh, yes. Now then, let's have the last one. Are you ready? The very last one. Translate this into perfect English. To go out in a high note, salad listeners. Using it's vital someone do something or someone not do something. Okay? Over to you, Alan.
Es vital que su verdadera personalidad de él no se vea.
So, in this case, we can use que no se vea to show through. Se ve a través. That's right. El filtro, maybe. So through the filter that he's putting up. So it's vital que su verdadera personalidad, de él en este caso, no se vea. It's vital his true personality not show through. To show through, another very useful phrasal verb. So it's vital that, oh well, you can use that, but we don't need it, so let's not use it. It's vital his true personality not show through, salad listeners. That's right. So again, thanks very much, Alan. So this has been a series. We've had a series of grammar points based on this, but the structure is the same. So in this case, it's best someone do something. It's vital someone do something. The structure's always the same. Or not do something. That's right, salad listeners. Excellent stuff. Thanks, Alan. This has been Grammar Points. That's all we have time for, salad listeners. So I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Yo hice el MIP. El Máster en Inglés Profesional es un programa de 5 días a la semana, de lunes a viernes, 5 horas por la mañana de clases.
Yo hice el programa WIMEP, que es el Weekend Executive Master, que es la versión de fin de semana, ya que durante la semana no podía hacer la versión de lunes a jueves por el horario laboral, entonces decidí hacer la versión de fin de semana para que me permitiese pues, poder estudiar y asistir a clase.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés.